This is Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a production of Catholic Radio Indy. Now here's today's program.
Welcome once again to Faith in Action. I'm Kent Blanford. In studio with me, Bridget Eyre.
Yeah, here we are again.
Yep, once again. And most of the time when you hear me starting a show, it's followed by music. And I guarantee you today, you're going to like what you hear during this Faith in Action show, simply because we have the folks from Cross and Light with us today. They're coming to Indy. Well, yeah. Actually, technically Brownsburg.
Right.
But that's close enough, folks. Got some great music that we're going to be sharing. Got a story to share. So, Bridget, take it away. Introduce our guests and let's see what happens.
All right. Well, it's great to be with you again. I'm Bridget Eyre, the co-host of Faith in Action, back on the air again. And we actually have three guests today talking about the really awesome production, The Cross and Light. And we have with us Kelly Nito, who is the creator and producer of Cross, The Cross and the Light. And we have St. Malachy co-chairs for the event, Craig Seewert and Amy Marcoux. Welcome to Faith in Action.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
And Kelly, you're out there on the phone line, right? We've got,
Yes, I am. And like you said, this is like the old walkie-talkies. I have to talk and then wait for you to respond.
Yeah.
So I'll do the best I can today.
Yeah.
I'm thrilled to be on. Thank you.
Yes. Well, tell our listeners, what is The Cross and the Light? What is that and what is its purpose?
Well, Cross and Light is an international, critically acclaimed musical and multi-sensory experience of Christ's Passion to Pentecost. And so I know your listeners are saying, what the heck is a multi-sensory experience? We bring in, it's an authentic proclamation of the good news for the 21st century. And what I mean by that is we hear about the new evangelization all the time, right?
Right.
We are sharing the timeless message, the salvific message of God, salvation for all the world. But we're using the latest, greatest, most innovative projection technology to be able to transform parishes so that people can experience the story of Christ's passion, resurrection, and the coming of the Holy Spirit in an entirely new way. And what's beautiful about it, when people sit in the pews at St. Malachy in Brownsburg, Indiana, February 23rd through the 25th, they will be immersed in beautiful cinematic imagery on the walls of this beautiful church, 150 foot wide, by 30 foot high. They'll have seven Broadway caliber singers walking us through this deeply moving musical of Christ's Passion to Pentecost. And at the same time, all of the people in the pews will be utilizing their phone to engage with us during the production. That's right. So, Bridget, imagine, if you will, you saw this last year with about 5,500 people.
Yeah.
At Carmel High School.
Mm-hmm.
We have just added brand new technology that Disney just employed for Christmas.
Mm.
And here's what we're using. On the phones, we have a revolutionary new app that will be sending the video imagery that you'll see on the back walls of the theater of the church to the palm of modern man sitting in the pews.
Oh, wow, that's going to be cool.
Yeah. So when Jesus comes into Jerusalem in Hosanna, right, it's Palm Sunday, and people are screaming and their hands are waving, they'll be notified to pick up their phone, and you'll see 1,000 people with video imagery on their phones that match the walls of the church to fully immerse people in the story of Palm Sunday. And so we're utilizing new technology in a really beautiful artistic way to change people's lives right there in the pews. How's that for an answer?
That's a really awesome answer. And you know what? I actually really want to hear that song, that Hosanna song right now, if we could get that queued up. So Kelly, talk a little bit about that song. That's really, really inspiring and awesome and just incredible music and musicians. Talk about how that song, where that fits in the production itself.
Well, that is our, right after the overture, mm-hmm. This is the big Palm Sunday number. You know, it's interesting. Hosanna, as everyone knows, is what people were holding their palms up as Jesus rode on the donkey into Jerusalem. And what's interesting is they hailed him as the king and the Messiah. And just a few days later, by Thursday of that week, people had turned against him.
Yeah.
And people were plotting to take his life. And what I always find fascinating is that Jesus knew exactly what he was getting into. At the Transfiguration, he was given his working papers. He knew from Moses and Elijah exactly what was going to happen. He was going to bring about the salvation of the world, but it would take his life in the process. And so this is such an incredible moment for me when I wrote this song to remember that when we are facing failure or when we are facing our own personal arenas in life, mm-hmm. that we have to understand to follow Christ. He knew exactly what he was entering, and he chose to enter anyways with strength, with courage, and with prayer. And so each of us are called into an arena that we know may not turn out all that well, whether it's facing cancer or going up against who knows what it might be in life. But as we follow Christ's example here, he entered anyway, because we understand that when God calls us to a mission, that we need to follow Christ, no matter where that leads us. And so this, to me, is the greatest of inspiration, that he knew, and yet he entered anyway, and we as Christians are to follow that example.
Amen, Kelly. And if you're just joining us right now, we have with us our guests, Kelly Nito, who's the creator and producer of The Cross and the Light, and St. Malachy co-chairs Craig Seward and Amy Marcoux. And I wanted to go back a little bit and just ask you, Kelly, how in the heck did this production come about?
Well, it's a long story, but I'll give you the Cliff Notes version.
Okay, that sounds great.
Yeah, and you can also check out more of the story. I know that the Journey Home EWTN just replayed my conversion story with Marcus Grody, and we had thousands of hits in 2013, and then they replayed it January 1st, which I didn't even know about until I started getting emails from all over the world. So if you want to watch that, you can always go onto our website or just type in Kelly Nito, N-I-E-T-O, and you can get the full background story. But I was a former Miss America runner-up, a national talent winner. I was on the road as a performer. It looked like I had everything on the outside. You know, what a glamorous life.
Mm-hmm.
And on the inside, I was racked with depression and pain and illness my whole life. I spent 35 years of my life wanting absolutely nothing to do with God. I didn't believe in Jesus. I hated his church. And so had you told me at 20, had you said to me, Kelly, by 54, you're going to be a devout Catholic mother of five children,
wow,
running an international Catholic ministry, I would have laughed in your face. Because I absolutely wanted nothing to do with the church. I was fascinated with the occult. I believed in reincarnation. I was heavily involved in the New Age. My husband and I were holding seances in our house with two beautiful children, and we never thought anything of it. Life seemed like, very assured.
Mm-hmm.
And then tragedy struck. I found out that my mother was going to die.
Mm-hmm.
And I will never forget feeling this overwhelming sense of, I have no answer.
Mm-hmm.
I believed in reincarnation, and this may sound funny, but this is what passed through my mind. Believing that my mother might come back as a cow or a goldfish wasn't very comforting. And I was thinking, what in the world was I thinking?
Yeah.
I found myself on all fours in a University of Michigan hospital. How glamorous is that? It was
not
pretty
so much
disgusting. But I found myself on all fours crying out to a God that I had rejected my entire life. And I remember saying, I don't know who you are or what you are, but if you keep her alive and if you show me the truth, I will give you my life.
So what happened?
Well, the next 6 months, people came out of the woodwork testifying about Jesus Christ.
Mm.
And I will tell you, I was hoping that the true God was the Buddha guy, because that crucifix was not very comforting. You know,
mm-hmm.
when I looked at a crucifix and thought, okay, wait a minute, your God was led to a cross and you want me to follow him?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
That doesn't look all that comforting. I'd rather sit and do this. Right?
Yeah.
and yet, everyone came out of the woodwork testifying. And I gave my life to Christ. I became a born-again Baptist. I had a holy war with my husband, who was a cradle Catholic, knew nothing about his faith. But he came home and literally was giving me tons of apologetic information about the church. I fell in love with the genius of the Catholic Church. I fell in love with the first 200 years of the church, and I challenge anyone of any faith to go back into the historical records of the first 200 to 300 years, and you will understand that we were Catholic from the beginning.
Yep.
They were holding Mass in the home. They believed in the real presence. They believed in confession, and it is written down for 200 to 300 years, and the faith of the early church fathers is so brilliant that I had to become a Catholic.
Well, Kelly,
in the year 2000. Oh, go ahead.
That's awesome, and we're going to take a break here, and we'll be right back.
The Cross and the Light is back by popular demand. For 3 days only, February 23rd through 25th at St. Malachy Parish in Brownsburg. Tickets are available online at crossandlight.org or by calling 317-852-3195. That's crossandlight.org, 317-852-3195. Don't miss this international, critically acclaimed musical experience.
Your faith in God must always keep you strong. Flesh and blood will perish after time. Your faith will see eternal life. God's will be done. And to his kingdom I will come.
Anywhere you go, we go. Anywhere you go.
Welcome back to Faith in Action. We're here talking with our guest, Kelly Nieto, the creator and producer of The Cross and Life, and St. Malachy co-chairs Craig Seward and Amy Marcoux. Kelly, so let's go back to where we were talking about your conversion story, and tell us, we had to get cut off there, but let's talk about how you got The Cross and the Light going.
Well, I had to become a Catholic, and that was the year 2000. The RCIA instructor recommended we go pray a prayer I'd never prayed before, called the Stations of the Cross. And it was Good Friday, and during the second station when Jesus is being flogged, I felt horrific pain. I was sobbing and felt such despair. And when I looked over the altar of Our Lady of Sorrows Catholic Church, I saw the most magnificent vision. The vision of a beautiful proclamation, a musical, an experience to teach the world of Christ's love, his sacrifice, his mercy, and his forgiveness. And when the vision was gone, I felt God say to me, "This is why you're here." And
wow.
So I felt compelled. As I became a Catholic 2 years later, we started this in our own church. We have had at Cross and Light over 100,000 people witness the power of this proclamation. We've had conversions from Detroit to Australia. It is truly a miracle and a work with great fruits of the Holy Spirit. And we have conversions everywhere we go, and we lead people to the sacrament of reconciliation after every show. And we hear stories of people's lives changing everywhere we go. So we know that the Holy Spirit is involved.
And we have our co-chairs in the studio today, and this is Amy Marcoux and Craig Seewert, and they have had their own experience of how they got involved. Amy, how did you get involved in this?
Sure, yeah. Well, I was introduced to Crossing the Light through friendship with the event coordinator last year.
Okay.
Here in Indiana at Carmel High School. Shout out to Wally Veazey, Our Lady of Mount Carmel. And for me, his story and his purpose in bringing the cross and the light here, along with his friendship, is what instigated in me the desire to help him in some way and to volunteer and become involved with the show. And in doing that and volunteering and getting to know Kelly and the cast, it became more than just a show. Like Kelly said, it's more than just a show. And for me, it wasn't so much seeing the shows being that I had a conversion experience.
Mm-hmm.
I like to say that it was a new connection.
Okay.
For me. I was born and raised Catholic, went to Catholic grade school, Catholic high school, Jesuit college.
Mm-hmm.
And what I took away from the cross and the light that was different for me was seeing Jesus and Mary from a much more human perspective,
mm-hmm.
versus the divine and the spiritual that we're so engrossed in school and in church.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, it's very powerful. It was very impactful for me and a different perspective.
So. Very, very good. And Craig, how about you? How did you get involved?
Well, Amy invited me to the event.
It's usually how it happens. You get that nice little invitation and then wham, right?
And it was for another event that was going on at St. Malachy, and I asked her for an experience, and lo and behold, I received that experience. And helping the cast out, learning about them, how amazing and talented they are, sitting in the performance, I thought to myself, why am I here? And why am I experiencing this? And I want to let everyone know, coming to the show, to be aware of that, to be open to what the show will do. And there was a moment in the production where I am sitting there watching Mary. Mary's all on stage all alone, and she's looking at us into the audience, and I felt a presence that I've never felt before, where I realized how Jesus is human, and she's looking up at him at the cross, and I kind of felt, my goodness, all the pain that he went through for me.
Mm-hmm.
And so that converted me. I've been a cradle Catholic myself, and it just created this awareness for me. And Amy and I, after the production, looked at each other and said, we got to bring this to St. Malachy. And it is more than just the show. It is enlightening. It's enriching our community. I can't wait to have all the people in our church, our beautiful church in Brownsburg. It's a theater-type setting.
Mm-hmm.
So every seat in the house is beautiful. And just the grace of the screen in the backdrop of our altar will be an amazing experience. And that's why I keep asking everyone involved to have that open awareness, and something will happen. I really believe that.
Mm-hmm. So tell our listeners when, all the details that they need to know to come out to the show, and even where St. Malachy's located and all that,
starting off with crossandlight.com/tickets. That's where we purchase our tickets.
Okay.
So online.
How much are the tickets?
Well, we have four price points.
Okay.
Our mission was to... Our message is to get this message out. So we have tickets at $10,
mm-hmm.
and then we have general admission at $20. We have VIP and reserve seating starting at $40. The VIP experience, we get to meet and greet the cast afterwards.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
Absolutely.
I'm going to have to do that.
And as I said, it's a community outreach. At these VIP experiences, the community is providing us food. So all the restaurants in the area are very generous and helping us out there. So
when's the date? When's
February
the date?
23rd.
Okay.
Friday. We have an evening show at 7:30. Saturday, we have two performances, matinee at 2 o'clock, evening production at 7:30. And then Sunday, we have another matinee at 3 o'clock. And 7:30 is our $10 show. Every seat in the house Sunday at 7:30 is $10. So first come, first served. That is our top selling show right now at $10. You're going to see a Broadway show for $10.
Yeah. I couldn't believe because I saw the show, I think the same time you did when it came to Carmel, and I was just completely blown away. I kind of knew a little bit of what to expect just because I'd seen some of the, you know, the YouTube videos on it and heard a little bit of the music. But I really, it just really was awesome. I took my kids and family. It was just my husband. We all went. It was a great, great time.
Mm-hmm. Great. I'd like to add something too.
Sure.
I just want to say that the production itself is very unique. There's nothing like this in the Catholic Church right now. It's very, very unique, and that's something you just have to experience for yourself. And what people will take away from it is just as unique, because we're all coming to the show in a different place,
right,
with our relationship with God, and it's for everybody. And if you come with this awareness and this open mind and this open heart, the experience you take away will be what you need at this point in time. And I believe that is as unique for everybody as the show itself.
Well, I wanted to listen to some more music because I was listening to it on the way over here. I'd like to hear the song. Kelly, maybe you can set it up. It's called He's Alive.
Does that need any setup?
Okay. No, not really.
That's called a spoiler alert.
I'm sorry.
I've got five kids. But you know what? That's what makes this. Amy is right on. There is nothing anywhere in the world right now like this, where it's a Broadway caliber show bringing in, it's a touring show that brings this huge semi, $500,000 worth of equipment that you can have access to for $10,
yeah,
to bring your family and friends. And it is, I think what's so beautiful about it is this new evangelization is calling for us Catholics to do more of this thing. It's a personal evangelization in a very large, epic scale setting. And there's a lot of people across the country. Our kids are leaving at 80% of confirmed kids are leaving the church. A lot of people are frustrated because there's no opportunities out there that exist beyond a speaker who comes in and talks to the choir. I mean, you know, speakers are great. It's incredible for the people who are already in the faith, but it's not going to reach the people who would never come to Mass or go to church to listen to someone talk about the faith.
Right. You're going to get a group of people that wouldn't necessarily set foot in a church, but they will go to a production.
Mm-hmm. That's right. If they love music, they're going to love this. If they love theater, they're going to love this. If they love the Lord, bring your Kleenex. You're going to love this.
Yeah,
And it's applicable to anyone of any age, of any faith, and it's an outreach. It's the biblical story for all Christians to see. So there is nothing like it in the world. And the beautiful part is most productions end where Jesus dies.
Right.
We felt in 2012 I had a second vision, and God told me you haven't told the rest of the story. And so I wrote the resurrection to Pentecost, and what we realize is when people leave, they're not thinking about Christ's passion as much as they're feeling the joy of the risen Lord. And He's Alive happens about an hour into the show. The rest of the show is about what happens after He has risen, and we just don't know our story, and this is the story of the church, so let her rip.
All right, let's hear it. Well, we were just chair dancing in the studio here, and actually, Craig and Amy have their cross and the light T-shirts on, too, so you'd be very happy about that. I forgot to wear my hat today, Kelly, but...
So that's awesome.
So let's give those dates and times and where they can get tickets and all that.
Friday, February 23rd in Brownsburg, Indiana at St. Malachy Catholic Church. We can get your tickets at crossandlight.com/tickets. So crossandlight.com/tickets. It's going to be awesome.
And Bridget, let me point out one thing. We hear a lot of frustration in the Catholic Church. There's no denying that.
Mm-hmm.
And the people listening to a show called Faith in Action tend to be that 7% of people who are called by the Holy Spirit to do something.
Absolutely.
Because we have to pray, of course. But, you know, when Abraham was called by God, he didn't say, sit and pray. What did he say? Move your family across the desert.
Right.
He asked him to put his faith in action. And so we are making that same appeal to people across the world. Help us help the faithful. Help us by getting online and getting tickets, and not just purchasing tickets for yourself. If you are a person called by God and feel that the Holy Spirit is moving you to get involved, evangelization is now as easy as an invitation.
Absolutely.
Purchase a ticket. Purchase 10 tickets. That's what we did in Florida. They had 6,600 people because they asked people of faith, look, buy 10 tickets at $10 a piece. It's $100. And then pray about the people you're going to invite. And you can change their lives. And I guarantee when you come to this experience, you will feel the movement of the Holy Spirit in a way you have never felt before. And if you came with just one person, I guarantee you will stand there at the end saying, I could kick myself for not bringing more people to experience this. We are all called right now. We are in a battle. A spiritual battle. 93% of Catholics are completely disengaged. Why? Because just like Amy and Craig said, we don't understand that Jesus was fully human, that we can relate to him, but we can also relate to his mother, fully human, and to Peter, fully human, who made mistakes, who denied Christ 3 times, but Jesus loved him enough to forgive him over and over. Again, and that love and that mercy and that forgiveness is what you walk away with. And this new sense of connection with Christ and all of the characters in the show transform your lives.
That's
and
right.
Even though I'm the one who wrote it, I watch it every single time and come away with something new that the Holy Spirit wants to show me. So please, if you're listening, help us. Fill the seat. We need your help.
So invite your friends and family, and I can't believe it. This time has gone so fast. We're out of time. Thank you so much, Kelly Nito, creator of and producer of The Cross and the Light, and Craig Siewert and Amy Marcoux. Thanks so much. God bless.
Thank you.
It's been a pleasure.
You have been listening to Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a presentation of Catholic Radio Indy. You can hear this episode of Faith in Action again or any past episode at CatholicRadioIndy.org. If you have a suggestion for a guest or topic for a future program, please call us at 317-870-8400 or email Jim at CatholicRadioIndy.org.